Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Galliano. Batting third. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Al Jackson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano takes first base on ball four. Brock moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball towards right. Nicholson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Nicholson. Brock scores. Galliano goes all the way around to score. Flood moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville strikes out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville misplays the ball. That's an error on Maxville. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Bateman moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Bateman moves to third. Harrison moves to second. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Galliano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Galliano moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Galliano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to second. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrison hits a fly ball into left field. Galeano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galeano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galeano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galeano hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. McCarver reaches third base with a triple. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harrison. McCarver scores. Cepeda moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Farrell. Cepeda moves to third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. 1 out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville misplays the ball. That's an error on Maxville. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Lillis moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Galeano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Maxville moves to second. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galliano takes first base on ball 4. Maxville moves to third. Brock moves to second. Ron Taylor now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McCarver hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Galliano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman fires to first and picks off Javier. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Barry Lattman now pitching. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lattman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to second. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Galliano strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. McCarver hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing left field. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lattman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cepeda for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 4 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field. Shannon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Shannon. Harrison moves to third. Staub moves to second. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Barry Lattman. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Harrison scores. Staub moves to third. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Mantilla moves to third. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Don Dennis now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mantilla tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 3, Astros, 3. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-4 in the game. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-4 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Don Dennis. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Tolan pinch runs for Bob Skinner. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-4 in the game. Bateman strikes out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson bunts towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Lillis moves to second. Joe Horner now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.